the study of knowledge would embrace not only how you went about creating a science which could be utilized in the derivation of the formula and the application of the formulae of atomic fission, but it would also embrace who's going to use it, why is it, where can it be employed, and how can you keep it from being employed. Scientology would step outside of the field of science as it's been known. Science as it's been known has been the collection of data, almost a random collection of data, assembling it into piles of similar data and calling these piles of data, ology. A study of biology, let us say. Well, that started out to be study of life, bio or biology, study of life. Very, very interesting. But it wound up as the study of cells and small animals and that sort of thing, and merely collected enormous quantities of data, observed, not particularly evaluated, and certainly not grouped and aligned into a form which could be utilized in the discovery of new data. Each one of these ologies, one by one, has come into a dead end. That is not a condemnation of them. They have been carried forward as far as anyone could carry them forward, and then they've stopped, stagnated, specialized, and drawn themselves away from the body of knowledge, so that each one becomes a study of how you memorize a lot of unevaluated facts and you put them together and maybe you get something and maybe you don't. You can see how biology, for instance, has dead-ended. Great study. It was started with a lot of verve way back. Francis Bacon was quite interested in this. Lucretius, before him, was very interested in this. In modern times, it has fallen away from its own definition. It's biology. It's sort of a hopeless dead end. They are not looking toward any source of life. They're just looking toward new kinds and combinations of life that they might discover by happenstance. The adventure of search has gone out of this field. Until this day, if you walked into a high school biology class or talked to a high school professor of biology and you said, how is it that your theories of biology do not carry along with or parallel some of the material in the theory of evolution? How is it that the study of biology does not parallel its companion science, cytology? Why are these opposite in some respects? He would say to you, well, we study out of this textbook. And you'd say, well, now, do you realize if you went into the laboratory and you picked up a microscope and you started looking at these things, if you did some thinking about this, one of these days you might discover a great big piece of knowledge which would unify all of these fields, evolution, cytology, biology, and many others. Oh, no. No. This is something that is taught in a codified way.